As you can see, this is not typical housewives that we are talking about. These are not typical. In the sense, as I said, that, yes, okay, they're suburban, and yes, they've got careers and husbands and all that kind of stuff, and problems and medical things, are already, like, they're nudging each other and being like, okay, what intro is he doing here? But when you hear their music and when you hear what they're talking about and how they're talking about it, I think you'll find that it's not quite the picture you will get of a typical, quote-unquote, housewife. So, first of all, I want to welcome two of the members of the band in studio with me. I've got Jillian, and I do not remember your last name, I'm sorry.
Jillian Crane.
Jillian Crane.
We call her Misbehavin.
Misbehavin.
Yeah, Misbehavin.
Got it. And she is the keyboardist for the group. Am I?
Yep. Oh, and I sing.
Wow, I remembered that from 30 seconds ago. I can't believe
pretty
it.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
She dances. She does a mean jump up and down dance. All
oh,
over
baby,
the
oh,
L,
baby.
Oh, baby. Okay. and the other person that you heard jumping in there is Joy Rose, who
actually,
is...
I am the main jumper, actually. She jumps behind me.
I pretend, you know.
She's taller. She's like twice my height, you know, so...
Wow.
I have to wear my fuzzy, giant fuzzy slipper paint cans to really be seen with her on stage.
She's only fallen off of those paint cans once.
Fortunately, that was not the time at Giant Stadium. That was a much smaller stage I actually did fall into the audience's lap, banged my head on their knee, but got up to finish the show.
Wait, actually, when were you at... I read this on the site, but when were you at Giant Stadium?
You didn't read.
No, I saw that on your website.
You didn't read. I sent you a bio. I sent you a press kit, and you did not read it. Did you admit it?
That's right. How would I know that you were trying Stadium before you said it?
I want
how would
to
I have
that
quoted?
Thing memorized, baby.
She holds people. She
I
like
quoted you saying how you got the name of the band when you were talking to
how
a reporter.
How did I get the name?
It was half. It was like house. It was Prozac about being happy. I just read it like 2 minutes ago. You expect me to remember that?
Housewives on Prozac came to me in a dream.
Dream, yes, yes.
Oh,
hold
okay.
on. Let's read it together. I read it earlier.
All
earlier
right,
in
Giant
the segment.
Giant Stadium.
Yeah.
Giant
yeah.
I made him nervous. He's rifling through papers
rifling,
now.
Yeah. with a real rifle, so be good.
I like the way he has this table filled with chocolate. Like, we're all supposed to get juiced up on sugar here.
We're
right?
actually left over
time.
From Halloween, so.
Oh,
yeah.
That's disgusting.
There's actually a pin in one of the...
Oh, my God.
Excellent, excellent. Prozac in there, or was that without Prozac?
These are prednisone. So
oh,
they're
good,
good.
Oh, that's serious.
That was from the quote. I told you.
Yeah, see? Right. You notice my voice is getting deeper.
Okay, Giant Stadium.
We played at
Giant Stadium for the Lupus Alliance.
The Lupus Alliance.
It's actually called the ALR, Woody Johnson's organization. He is one of the owners of the Giants, the New York Giants.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the Jets.
Well,
sorry.
Jets. We watch a lot of football.
I'm gonna bang my can.
That was
my can.
It was a Jet.
Oh no,
sorry.
My
you
want to
try the comedy bell? It's more effective. Here's the comedy bell.
I don't like that.
You don't like
I like my pan better.
Wow.
This is a little butter dish that I use for making bill. Melted bill. Melted
oh,
butter.
Oh, beer. Got it.
Yeah, and my tube of lipstick you can't see because we're not on actual visual right now. We're
but
just
it's
down.
Very crusty. And
my lipstick's red.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful.
But the Giant Stadium gig was a lot of fun because we were actually on a stage in Giant Stadium with people there.
That's why you were excited because it was Giant Stadium. You thought it was the Giant.
But there was a giant lupus-a-thon at Giant Stadium?
It was a walk-a-thon with thousands of
raised
people.
Money.
Wow.
Trying to raise
all going,
money.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Yeah,
no,
I've always thought that the Lupus Alliance should actually have a contest to see who can get out of bed that day.
Who can sleep the longest instead of walk for the furthest.
Yeah, because we're making light of it, but it's actually very serious. And you can make light of things if you've actually experienced them. And since I have, I can talk about it. But this was a giant walk-a-thon. They raised a ton of money. I'm really good with numbers. It was, you know... At least a few zeros.
Billion dollars.
And Woody Johnson, who's done amazing things, and now, you know, is he sponsors, gosh, he's got a whole town in New Jersey named after him.
Oh my.
Anyway.
I'm not sure if I would feel good coming from a town called Woody Johnson. It's like two puns in one.
Well, But it was a good gig.
He gets it.
It was a great gig. This is Feather Boy. Have you met Feather Boy?
No, I have not. What is a Feather Boy? We have another guest in studio, Feather Boy, who is how old are you?
I'm 12.
And how old are you, Joy? No, it's okay.
Oh, that's okay. I tell everybody. I'm 40. I'm 46. Listen, I have a T-shirt that says women do not have an expiration date, and you cannot wear a T-shirt that says women do not have an expiration date if you're afraid to admit your age.
Exactly. I'm 72, and I feel free to tell everybody all the time.
Well, you don't look a day over 62.
Thank you.
If you want to see what we look like, you can look us up at www. Can I say
please.
Housewives on Prozac. Prozac.com.
Housewives on Prozac.com. But Heather Boy?
Featherboy.
It's actually related. Feather Fortune Boy.
Feather. Where does this come from? What is that nickname from?
Well, this is her illegitimate adopted child.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Feather Boy, because you see his... Well, tell him all the nationalities you are.
Well, I'm African, Italian, Irish, Scottish, Native American.
Joe, hide your wallet. No,
And I think that about sums it up.
So we adopted him from
China. And so Fortune Cookie comes from China.
So it's Fortune Cookie. So his nickname, though, Feather, Fortune. Because he's also partially Native American. So it's Feather, Fortune, Cookie, but we leave the cookie part out because he's so
we just
yummy.
Call him Cookie for short.
Well, welcome. Do you actually go on stage or do you kind of just groupying with him?
We try to keep him
dance
in a cage on the
side. All the children dance,
actually.
We
keep all our children in cages, actually.
Yeah. Before I forget, we have the three people in studio here. It's okay. This is actually being piped into Neverland, so we're totally good. We do have another member of the Housewives on the phone with us before we leave her out. It's Donna. And Donna, are you there, Donna?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Donna
is hot. You guys need to check out the website.
Donna, can you hear me?
This is like a super conference call
This is so cool, isn't it?
Awesome.
Could you hear us in the headphones? Before?
I can hear you through my phone.
No, could you hear her before? Oh, yeah, through your phone. Could you hear before you came on air?
No.
Oh.
You
so you didn't
back.
Know
no,
about
no,
Jill-
no,
you
I,
know about
heard,
Jillian's
I heard
son, Feather Boy?
I heard everything you guys were saying.
Did you hear about Jillian's son, Feather Boy?
I did.
I know. Good. I bet you were surprised.
That's very interesting.
Is that all true? Is that the actual true story about China and all that?
Everything is true.
Okay. Just so I am my own wife.
That bell.
Well, nothing
give me that bell.
Here's the comedy bell.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, Donna, remind me, what instrument do you play?
I play the drums.
Cool. Now, I'm sure you've asked this question by every idiot radio and print journalist, but a girl playing drums, yada, 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 what made you choose that instrument? I mean, did you see the Bangles doing it? Did you see going beyond that to the Shags or what?
John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
There you
he
go.
He was my hero.
All
and
right.
She
no
plays
like the one arm John Bonham or his dad?
John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
Right.
It was just something I always, always wanted to do. I just woke up and wanted to play the drums. My mom bought me a piano and a guitar, and I played them for a week, and I kept saying, I want the drums. It was just innate in me. I just always wanted to play them.
And you were able to find bands, and from about what age on were you really part of the music scene?
I started playing out in New York City about when I was 18. So okay. I really didn't have any trouble finding bands because
New York
City is the capital.
She's been playing about 40 years, that means, in the music scene. Right, Donna?
40 years? Sure.
Now, how did you guys hook up with... all the members of the band, because you're the leader, you founded it, basically.
Yeah, but Donna basically mugged me one night on the street in New York, ripped me off, took my wallet,
And I thought she was beautiful, and I decided to just hang out with her after that.
She kissed me, and I woke up, and...
actually, our listeners really want to hear more about this. This is
the kissing.
Hot lesbo action right here on Dave's Gone
That's
By.
There you go.
Excellent.
You're making Feather Boy blush here.
I'm sure, yeah. He's
Donna,
got the videos.
Donna,
yeah.
You've got to check Donna out on the website. Donna is so gorgeous, but she plays like a man, and Donna, I think you'd be complimented by me saying that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, honey,
yeah,
thank you.
She plays like a man. So,
we might as well get to actually the founding of the band. What was it, 1997, 98?
98.
You were...
Well, I was...
This is Joy, by the way.
You were workshopping the first production.
Yeah, I don't know how... See, I don't know whether to give them the real story or the story of my mind to that.
Which one is funnier?
Give them the real... Okay. Well, the real story... Okay, I'll give you the real story, and then I might fragmentize off. But... the real story is in 90, well, actually 98, I was originally playing with another housewife in church basements in Westchester. And I started the band after I was diagnosed. I'd been diagnosed in 94 with lupus and was very, very sick for a number of years. And the band actually was, or the idea of music was a way for me to heal. So I started the band playing in church basements, and then we started getting good, and I was bit by the bug again, and I had done disco music in the 80s and art rock in the 80s, and I was on fire, and the next thing you know, I wrote this rock musical, and when I wrote the rock musical, all of a sudden the other housewife and I were really out of our league, and since she kind of, you know, wanted to go her own way because she hadn't acted and she hadn't really been professionally on stages before, and once I was taking it to New York City and getting real with it, she was kind of nervous. So Jillian kind of came into my life. She saw my car driving around.
Saw the bumper sticker on this car that said housewivesonprozac.com, and I went home to look it up. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And so she came on as a guest bongo player, actually, originally.
That's right. Jillian's an excellent bongo player.
No, when I first met Jillian, I said, Jillian, I know you're a great singer. You know, a friend had introduced us, and I was really honored to be. I was honored to be playing with her. She had toured nationally. She'd played Madison Square Garden as Miss Frizzle with the tour of the
Magic School Bus. If you know that cartoon from way back when.
No.
So I was completely thrilled that she's a trained opera singer and she was going to sing with me. But you know, we had to round the band out. I said, "Do you play percussion? Maybe any instruments like that?" She said, "Sure, I play bongos."
Any good performer knows you have to just say yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. She pulls the bongos out of the closet.
Roller skanking. Yes, of course. Yeah.
This was her.
And I would go bongo 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 bongo
bongo bongo. So, needless to say, I had to get a drummer.
Okay.
I'd written this rock musical, and I'd got...
What was it called?
Shut Up and Drive. Shut Up and Drive. And Donna came down to the audition in New York City out of Backstage magazine, and she walked in, and Jillian, you were at the auditions, right?
She was scary.
I was afraid
you
of her.
You weren't at that one, Jillian.
No, I wasn't at that one, I've heard the story so many times, I feel like I was there.
I was at the second one.
Donna walks in dressed in black leather... Or maybe it wasn't leather, but it looked like leather. And it looked like she had spikes, you know, the punk spikes, and her dark hair slicked back. And she's beating on these drums like a man. And I swear, I ran out of the room with my tail between my legs. I said I could never play with that woman. You know, I'm too afraid.
And my accent scared her.
Your accent, too.
Yeah.
Sing a little of your solo that you do with the band.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wait, say your famous Jingle Balls line.
Okay.
Oh, Jingle Balls.
It's okay. That was our engineer having a coronary and lupus at the same time.
Oh, Jingle Balls. I love it, she says.
We did this whole skit, you know, where we're hanging the tree with the
it's
decorations.
It's a real Mo Tucker there,
yeah. Exactly. Anyway, so, but everyone in the room when Donna played was bowled over, and I was... I of course I was bowled over because she's an amazing player. I mean, she's phenomenal. It's true. And anyway, so needless to say, the next day we called her up and said, "Would you like to play with us?" And she's been a core member of Housewives ever since. We couldn't live without her. We couldn't play without her.
That first production that we did was just, I couldn't wait to go to work every day. And that's when we, you know, developed our bond, and it just stayed, you know?
And where was Shut Up and Drive done? Do you remember?
I remember. It was done. I'm just thinking about your comments just then, Don. I was going to say something.
Oh, sure. Good. Well, yeah.
No, I was just going to say that's before she started dreading coming to work when we started dragging her all over.
Never.
Crazy gigs that we do. Everything from shopping malls to PTA fundraisers to New York City
nightclubs.
Yeah,
we've done it all.
Syracuse, Buffalo.
Yeah, but
Kentucky.
That
outside, inside, uptown, downtown.
You got it.
But have you actually just veer you off track a little bit? Have you done outside New York? Have you done some tour?
Oh yeah,
some kind of tour circuit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And we did just get a little record label deal with this Christmas song. So, I consider an original band, you know, with a bunch of vagabond housewives, lesbians, and whatnots, with Feather Boy in tow, getting a record deal, you know, is pretty amazing.
Well, what is the label?
It's BT Puppy. And they're the original Tokens, you know, the In the Jungle.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, so that's them. And they signed us. They produced some amazing girl acts through you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s. And
did you tie a yellow ribbon?
They produced that.
We'll forgive them.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, it made a dime or two.
Yeah.
It also sent a few people to the insane asylum. But
probably.
But anyway, so that's our label, and they released the Christmas song, I Broke My Arm Christmas Shopping at the Mall. And
actually, that's a pretty good lead-in. Joe, can we hear I Broke My Arm? We played it last week. We'll play it again. This is on the new label now,
yes.
The song BT Puppy Label, which is available on their website or...
It's available on the website. You can buy it at cdbaby.com. It's distributed, I believe, at this point digitally on the internet. And...
Right.
And BT Puppy Records, but you can buy it at www.housewivesonprozac.com as well.
Cool. I Broke My Arm Christmas Shopping at the Mall. Oh, yes.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
What'd you say, Don?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry
and happy
Christmas.
Hanukkah.
And happy Hanukkah.
And happy Hanukkah.
So,
yeah.
I Broke My Arm Christmas Shopping at the Mall from Housewives on Prozac. We're here with... two and a half of the members of the band, Joy Rose, Jillian, sorry.
Crane, like the bird.
Jillian Crane.
Like
I want
my shirt.
I'll ask
right,
you three
just
more.
Just call her Misbehaven. Misbehaven.
Feather Boy, Feather Duster Boy, Feather something.
Feather Fortune Boy.
Feather Chinese Cookie Fortune
That's
Thing
right.
Boy.
That's right,
he's lucky. I lucky Tom.
And Donna, the drummer, on the phone. Hi, Donna.
How you doing?
Okay, we're still all here.
I'm
great.
Sure.
Still going to target this one at Joy, though, because as a songwriter, you spoke about getting the band together. But sounds like you've been writing songs for a while back, and I'm wondering how those come to you and when you started realizing you were doing that, and when you realized that the type of songs you were writing were falling into a certain sound and pattern that would become Housewives.
Well, that's a good question. Ooh, could I have a little choir, Jillian? Like a little angelic choir?
Ooh,
I was lying on my bed.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the story already.
I was sick and I was feeling bad. And I prayed out to God and I said, God, find me. God, help me.
Ooh,
I said, I've only written lyrics up to this point. I said, I've done the art rock thing. I've done the mother thing. I've driven around the suburbs looking for the supermarket. I've had an interesting journey. But I have yet to write any music, Lord. So music, could you come to me on the wings of the angel? And find me, dear God. And then a song was born. It was born in my bed when I was diagnosed with lupus and under chemotherapy, and the lyrics came out full steam. 1, 2, 3. Chemotherapy was written in a night. And the words and the music came out as one. And for the first time in my life, I wasn't just a lyricist. I was a musician as well. And that all happened because of...
what?
Divine inspiration.
Yeah!
No, seriously, I was a lyricist. I was a weirdo and a lyricist for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
weirdo.
she tries to put that
Donna,
off.
Donna, you know, I played with that whole art rock downtown post punk avant garde scene.
Oh yeah.
You know, you were there.
I know the story.
You were there.
Yeah, Peter Blue.
I mean, I think you were probably there in one of those clubs.
Saw one of your gigs.
Yeah, I probably saw one of your gigs.
That was back in the 30s.
That was in the late 80s. Thank you very much. No, that was the early 80s, actually, before Jillian was born. Although she looks like she's three times older than me.
Oh! You better watch out.
Quit doing that to me.
Wow.
You're listening to Dave's Gone By on AM 1240 WGBB Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com with the Housewives on Pro. I don't even own this show anymore. I'm just watching some women be weird here. Yeah, continue.
Oh, man.
Well, we're setting up the chemotherapy song, so tell.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me just tell you, because we have Donna sort of hanging there.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we just hear her talk again? Because does she not have the most absolutely fabulous voice?
Oh, yeah, I should have my own radio show. It would be called Forget About It. W, Forget About It.
Forget About It Live.
Forget About It Live with Donna Kelly, Donna Boomchick Kelly.
Well, I'll tell you what, here's a question that she can kind of take part in. Since you're the songwriter, at what point do you sort of step back and allow the band to change or shape things or make the sound of it? Or is it all you and then you just say, like, you play this way, it should sound like this, and boom.
All right, here's what she does.
And now this is Jillian talking.
Yes, this is Jillian. This is what she does. She has this little tape recorder, and apparently this is what Mariah Carey does, too, so it
yes,
can't be that bad. She plays it, you know, she's in the car driving, and she sits there, and she goes, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and then I was walking, oh, yeah, and
it's
then she comes
so
and
true.
She plays that for everybody else and says, isn't that going to be a great song?
What should we do with this?
No, it's a little better than that, but she brings in the basic kind of structure of the song, the lyrics. sings us the tune, usually plays it on her guitar. And then we go from there as a band. We add pieces, we kind of feel it and bring on the groove.
And does anybody actually transcribe? Do you read the music, or is it like more like a rock band where you know it and you play it?
I usually bring in chord changes.
Chord change, yeah.
Yeah. She actually
well,
knows
we arrange
chords,
it pretty much together all
she's
the time.
Like a musician,
yeah. You know, we come up with different groove ideas, and, you know, Joy's always willing to hear our ideas, and
of course,
if she likes them, they're in.
But do either of any of the other band members write songs at all? Or?
Oh, Donna, yeah, everybody writes. Jillian's got a bunch of songs recorded. Donna writes. Donna plays wonderful guitar and sings really sexy, slow. Will you want to sing a little?
No.
Oh, come
on,
Donna.
Do you have a guitar there? We can do it.
I don't sing.
Don, yes, you do. I sing.
Come on, baby.
One of my goals, actually, because every single person in the band is immensely talented, and the whole thing about Housewives is really bringing out the passion in everybody. And it's great that I have my passion and that I'm surrounded by all these amazing people who want to, you know, ride the wave with me, but each of them also has their own passion. And within each audience that we go to, each of those women have their own passion.
Right.
And what we want to do is be a vehicle for everybody to really explore their vitality. And
the men, too.
Yeah, and the men, too. But so my point is like, with each of the girls in my band, one of my ultimate goals is definitely that we have an entire album of co-created music where Donna puts a song or two on, Jillian puts a song or two on, Kyle puts a song or two on, I put a song, because I have a solo album as well. I don't have it here, but... You know, so we've all contributed, and we have this piece of music that's us collectively, but also our individual voices.
The Housewives White Album, basically.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'd be really into that. And we do this thing called Mama Palooza, which is all mother rockers. And that happens.
That's mother rockers, ladies and gentlemen, in case the FCC is listening. Okay.
Rockers. It happens once a year in New York City. We do mother poets, mother rockers, mother storytellers.
It's a great night.
Yeah, it's a fabulous night.
Do you do folk music and you become mother folkers?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, we don't do folk, but we invite moms who do folk.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you?
I got that. I just got that engineer like right there. Like
Dave,
nervous about the
years
words.
Off
Dave
his
is,
life.
Dave is twitching wildly in his seat here.
You didn't get it? You didn't
well, that's
get
my
it?
Passion, but we'll get to that later. Anyway, lupus. Tell us about the delightful...
Chemotherapy.
Well, why would you get chemotherapy for
delightful
lupus?
Delightful chemotherapy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Because lupus is an autoimmune illness where your body mistakes itself as the enemy. And so
that happened to Michael Jackson. Yeah, okay.
That was pretty quick. So anyway, so they do anything they can to shut your immune system down. And chemo, aggressively, when you're as sick as I was one of the only tools they had. I don't know how well it worked. I guess it saved me, but it didn't save my kidneys. So
she wrote this great song from it. I mean, hey.
But are you cured? Or are you in remission? Or how does that all work?
Technically, once you have a kidney transplant, lupus can go into remission. Or you can just live with it. Like Jillian actually has lupus too. Oddly enough.
Yeah, we're both.
You have no relation. I mean, it's just like, wow.
No, it's not catching or anything. Don't worry. I see you moving back in your chair.
My kidney. Back into my
don't worry, I haven't caught it yet.
That was what was so
Donna
weird.
Caught it yet? Yeah.
It was weird. Is that when I saw Joy's bumper sticker and before I joined the band, I didn't know she had lupus, and I was just going through the period of time where I was figuring out what I was going through and my pain and then.
And both of you, but how are you?
I'm doing really well, although
We almost didn't do the radio show. You remember, I called you last
week. Yeah, I thought she was just sick with a cold.
No, we did. We've done three shows. We did a medical center Christmas party. We did the Galleria Mall, and we did a shop down in Soho. We were playing in her store window. We've done four times now, a store down on Grand Street called Yasu. And Jillian was crispy fried. She does a bunch of shows like that. She works her job. She's...
I often joke around that I go to bed at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
She really does.
I really do.
She really does.
While partying. Yeah,
so
man.
I didn't know whether she was going to, you know, be able to get it together to fly here all the way from the West Coast. And the fact that she did really made me thrilled.
What?
Oh, Jilly.
It's like mostly truth, but with a little West Coast thrown in there.
Okay. That wasn't the word.
No, it's tough every day, but if you learn to kind of live with the basic pain, the joint pain and stuff like that, and battle through and realize that every moment is precious and to live each day as if it were your last.
That's right.
That's one of Joy's...
We have a song like that, Joy's actually. We don't have
Joy
it with.
Songs.
Oh, okay.
But
we do have... And in fact, the intro to the song on the disc kind of tells a little bit of the story anyway. So why don't we go to that?
Okay.
This is the chemotherapy song. It's off the live CD. It's called Housewives on Prozac Live.
And this is Donna Kelly banging away on drums, me singing, and Jillian supporting it all.
Here we go. Housewives on Prozac with a happy little tune called Chemotherapy. Actually, it's chemo on the back of the album. The full title of the song is Chemotherapy. Well, whichever you prefer, but Joy Rose, something Crane, Jillian Crane,
oh,
Donna
yeah,
on the phone, and Feather Boy, Feather Thing Duster
yeah.
Boy,
Anthony
Thing Boy, who is actually the adopted child of Jillian. The old big story there that was not necessarily what it is.
Only and on Thursdays.
What's with the frog hat? Is that just for fun? We've got Joy Rose wearing a frog on her head. I think it's, yeah,
yeah it's
a,
big,
a peace
it's frog.
Frog.
Who designed
green,
it?
It's green.
Yeah.
It doesn't say ribbit, though. It's a very quiet hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And it's large, right?
Sorry, I'm asked. Okay.
It's very large and stunning.
It's very cool. No,
when
I love frogs. I have two frogs at home.
Kidney and I grew a frog on my head, actually, too.
Oh. Yeah.
They're in now, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, I love
See,
her. We
Donna
have
gets it. She's from New York City. She's got it. She's from Manhattan.
Everybody in New York wears frogs.
this is true?
Big, big trend.
This is locusts and boils next? Anywho, Real Music Live, since you guys are in the studio, I've got three live human people here, plus one on the phone who can, you know, I guess bang the phone receiver on the table. You want to do a rap? You want to do a joke? You want to do a song? What do you want to do?
Well, Don, you have to go out and meet some friends, right, baby? Or can
Whatever.
You stay?
I'm hanging here.
You're
Listen
hanging?
To the show, baby.
Okay,
all right.
Oh, baby. Because you know we're better with you. Than
I'll
we
play
are
the bongos
you.
From here, Donna, don't worry.
There you go.
Donna, you want to hear Feather Boy?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay. Over cornflakes in the kitchen, my daughter says, I love you. I say, I love you too. And I begin to contemplate from beginning to the end how this cycle twists and bends into the eternal. Tie your shoes, wash your face, clear your juice, clear your plate. This is my mantra, 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 mantra.
Ding dong, snap out of it.
But the days are too soon passing, while this love is everlasting.
I don't know.
In the daily ritual of a simple life, I see my blessing
laid
before me. Make your bed, comb your hair, hurry up, play fair, take a bath, don't hurt your sister or your brother. Please be kind to one another, please be kind to one another, please be kind to one another. And always listen to your mother. Over cornflakes, over cornflakes, over cornflakes.
Maybe frosted flakes. How about pancakes? Mommy, can you make me some waffles?
Yeah.
All right.
That was pretty good, huh, Donna?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Not only
was that a doorbell that went off?
Yeah, look who just came in. Oh my, Santa Claus, what are you doing here? I didn't know you were going to come early. Santa.
He came early and often.
According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, both male reindeer and female reindeer grow antlers in the summer each year. Male reindeer, however, drop their antlers at the beginning of winter, usually late November to mid-December. Female reindeer retain their antlers till after they give birth in the spring. Therefore, according to every historical rendition depicting Santa's reindeer, every single one of them, from Rudolph to Blitzen, had to be a girl. We should have known only women, while pregnant, would be able to drag a fat man in a red velvet suit all around the world in one night and not get lost.
Yeah, baby. Oh, see, there's the happy...
Oh, bye-bye, Santa.
See you later.
Santa smoked too much this year, man.
Yeah, it was.
Emphysema or something.
Santa can rap.
Yeah.
Santa
do
can
another rap.
Rap
for us, Jillian.
Anthony, what? Feather Boy, go ahead.
What do you want to do?
I want to... Santa's going to rap a second.
And Donna, you can join in, too.
Santa.
Oh, baby.
It's Anthony, you know. Well, go ahead, Santa.
It's me again. Yes, how did you guess?
Cause the last time, you were really impressed, and now I'm bolder. Cold, getting colder, and at the very same time, you're getting a patty potty, and it's older. But now it's all the rage of far too long. Made mistakes that allowed me fat and ugly belly get in my way. Santa, you know what you look like? Say, I'm no in-between, no top of the rack or the pearl and queen. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. I ain't got no time for no boo-boo.
Okay. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, there's a
I'm completely entertained, ladies.
Say that again.
What, sorry?
What did you say, Don?
I said I'm completely entertained over here.
You are?
Yeah.
Well,
you know
good.
What? The reindeer left little pellets on the way out here.
But they're candy cane color. That's the shape of them. I do have to apologize while they were wrapping it. The station has some wonderful things about it, but one of the horrible things is they've got a freaking doorbell that sounds actually in the studio.
Fabulous.
Because it's the only way that you can hear
people
coming.
How else are we
going
to know when Santa gets here early?
It is rather loud. Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm
so
Jewish,
cool.
So I don't even want Santa here.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. Oh, I think he... Did he
That's
insult
horrible.
That's horrible.
I'm nailing Santa to a crucifix after the show.
Get Santa out of here.
We have to go to break. We have a couple of commercials to do, but they're only going to take about a minute, and then we will be back with more of The Housewives on Prozac. Just Joy there talking about getting off a little bit about something.
Getting off?
That's what I heard, or something about the frog
saying,
on her head, perhaps.
I was simply
with
saying
my son
Jillian
here?
is 6'2" and still growing at the age
still
of 30.
77.
How old are you? 30.
I'm 30.
You're 30. She's 30.
Well, were you,
and still
did
single.
You grow an inch recently?
Wait, she's still single, even though she has an adopted 12-year-old son who's already gone
yes.
through puberty.
And you wonder why I'm single. You just wonder.
Yeah.
6'2" with an adopted
she
son.
She puts him in the cage at night, invites a date over, and all he does is rattle the cage the whole time she's trying to kiss the new guy. It's terrible.
Okay. Well, there's a lead into slow motion emotion that I don't want to think about.
That
will be the next song, Joe, by the way. Why don't we play it?
Wait, we're all stunned
which
here.
Is cute. Yeah.
Slow motion emotion.
Getting slow motion emotional with The Housewives on Prozac. Here with Joy Rose, with Feather Boy, with Jillian Crane, with Donna on the drums. I'm sorry, I don't remember Donna's last name. And
Kelly.
And why don't you, since they're not here, who are the other members of the band?
Kyle Ann Burt.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, let me just say her name lovingly. Kyle Ann Burt.
Known as Whoop Ann.
Known as Whoop Ann Burt. And Angela Babin on guitar. Angela's our newest member. And my cousin, my sweet little cousin, Susan Graham, on bass.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, you want me to talk about vaginas?
Yes.
Yes, I love talking. There's something about the word vagina that just feels good to say. Everybody, if you're driving in your car, if you're at home with the radio on, just say it once out loud, okay? Ready? One, two,
come on, Donna.
Three.
Vagina.
No, seriously. Some of you are just like laughing, thinking, I'm not going to say it.
No,
you know,
I think some people
see.
Just click their radio off, actually.
Oh, maybe. But try it again.
People are afraid.
Wait, it feels so good.
I think people are afraid to admit, especially once you have children, like where they actually came from. Because we get to a certain age and we want to sort of fool our children into thinking, you know, that we never had sex so that they hopefully won't ever have sex.
The stork is coming.
Yeah, and, you know, throw on these burlap bag
dresses. Well, storks have anal, by the way, just so that's why it throws them completely off.
They have what?
Keep going.
Go on, babe.
Donna, now that she's brought the subject up, I mean, what do you have anything to say about, you know, vaginas?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I have tons to say about it.
Well,
it's all private.
It's all private?
Well, private part, anyway, yeah, but what?
Bada boom.
Bada boom.
Thank you.
Bada boom.
That was a good one.
You know, seriously, we do a bit in the play, right, where we talk about, you know, that, you know.
Oh, Jilly goes on and on.
She goes
I
on,
go on and on.
Do you want to sing that little song that you do?
Go ahead, Anthony. You give me the guitar solo. You know Sweet Home in Alabama? Well, here it goes. Sweet home in my vagina. Lord,
yeah, okay.
And when they're older, how did you
we
get?
We can't go any further with that.
Yeah,
get Dave in trouble.
Yeah.
Delicious Dave would be...
Delicious. Dave, you are so delicious. You're
Thank
married,
you.
Aren't you, Dave?
I am married, yes.
Yes.
Man.
Only two of us in the band, three of us in the band are married, actually.
Three married, one lesbian, and one
No,
in
two
single.
Lesbian.
Two lesbian.
One single.
And oh, there's six altogether.
Yeah, there's six.
I thought
never.
You had a married lesbian in there, which
we've
is
got,
well,
no.
Massachusetts. You could, but
yes,
yeah.
Right. But in New York, you have to, you know, can't do that actually. Still, yeah. But yeah, we've got we like to be politically correct and cover all of our.
We played at Pride,
bases.
New York City. It was very fun this year. In Bryant Park, in the rain, it was really good. The Pride rally, and it was good, and the march was good. Right, Donna?
Yeah, and we did what Ithaca too, right?
Oh yeah, we did a
women's festival. Although, very beautiful.
Okay. Let's play a bit of I'm
Wild, Wonderful Lesbians.
Yeah.
I wrote this song. I know what you're going to play next because we started talking about vaginas, and every woman has one. Most do anyway.
Most, yeah.
And
some have two.
Yes.
Very scary when you see that.
And some have them removed and put something else in their place. But then they're not really women anymore. They're
bowling balls, basically. I don't know.
Something altogether. Also interesting and true. And this next song actually is written for my next door neighbors in Westchester. There were these two women, and they
very
wanted
shocking.
To,
they're
they,
gay.
They wanted to have a family. They had one child, and then they had another. I don't know exactly the technicality of how they achieved this female couple, but it was a beautiful thing. And they asked me to write a song for them, so I did. It's called Gay Girls Make Great Moms.
On WGBB with the Housewives on Prozac. Just have a minute or two or three to talk with them before, unfortunately, we have to let them go. Until they come back next time, please do. It's been great fun, guys.
Thanks.
Gals.
We like Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Yeah.
So tell me, gigs, where can people see you?
People can see us. Well, first of all, it's always good to check out the website, www.housewivesonprozac.com, and Prozac is spelled with a C, and for those of you who don't know. And our next local gig would probably be, the closest thing would be the Cutting Room in New York City on January 29th. That's on West 24th Street. All of our gigs are always posted on the website. And Ladies Home Journal is actually doing a story on us, which will be coming out in March. And that's the closest gig to Long Island, but we're always game for new venues. So if there are any listeners out there that want to recommend places, I oftentimes follow up on things that friends and fans send to me through the internet, and maybe we can come play someplace near you. We have played a bunch of shows out in Fire Island in the summertime.
We have a 50th birthday.
We did Good Morning Long Island.
We did Good Morning Long Island. Yeah, that's right. We have some nice video footage from that. We did the Manhasset Inn, a couple of places a few years ago out here. And, you know, we'd love to come back to Long Island. I mean, this is maybe the beginning of it. What do you say, Dave?
Sounds great to me. You're certainly
we also do private. We've done some private parties out here.
Well, we won't talk
too.
About those.
Birthday parties.
Private parts.
Yeah, all they have to do is, you know, pay us and send a limo, and we're happy to play.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Yeah. Thank you, Joy Rose. Thank you, Jillian. Thank you, Featherboy. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Dave. Let's hear one last cut from the live album, Housewives on Prozac Live. This is good enough, and it's certainly
thank you,
good
everybody
enough.
Listening. Yeah.